And time to have a chat to Kieran Maher, who joins us. Kieran, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Michael.
Hey, I'll rip straight into it because I know you're very busy this morning. IME Australia in the Robert Sangster, both going really well. Who do you have a leaning to?
Not a lot between them, actually. Estrella's obviously stepping up to Group 1 company. But, you know, times and everything, she's obviously very progressive and, you know, she definitely got that ability. And IME, like, you go through a form, she's only been beaten by Imperatrice a couple of times in her last few starts. It's pretty good form and she's got a great barrier. So it'll be... You know, there's not much between them at all, I don't think. Both horses have arrived in Adelaide. They've done some light work this morning and both seem to have travelled really well. So it's going to be a pretty exciting race.
Yeah, they're the first two favourites and you can see why on their exposed form. You've got one other runner in Adelaide and that's Growing Empire, this two-year-old colt who looked really good at the Valley the last time we saw him. How's he progressed?
Yeah, he's you know, he was very good. He's a colt that's learning every time he goes out. He was great at the Valley, and he's got a little bit of an awkward draw, but he's got pretty good gate speed anyway. So there's only one turn. I expect him to run very well.
Caulfield, you got Matron Bullwinkle, who Mark Hunter made his Ramaruffi this morning, and also Extra Two, who's drawn a good gate and was good last start in race four. Who do you like there?
Well, Matron, if we're at Flemington, would be better, but we're not, obviously. So I'd say Extra Two from a good draw around there. But Matron will be getting home hard, but I would say Caulfield might be just that fraction sharp for her.
In race six, you've got Sox Nation, who's got some... That form through the Alexandra is not bad for this type of race. $5.50, drawn a little awkwardly, though.
A little awkward. Makes her own luck, goes forward. Very genuine horse. Definitely each way.
Got a couple of roughies in the showdown. Centre Square Indefinite. Can either of them win?
I mean, that's what Warwick Kappa said, couple of roughies. both, you know, it's a very restricted race for very good money. Indefinite had three jump outs and, you know, obviously we're having a throw at the stumps. And Senex Square, you know, he's always shown us some nice ability. Will be better for the run, but, you know, it's just such a big money race, so restricted. So they're in there and they're both fresh up, but they're in good order.
You got an interesting runner in the last, Times Square. We haven't seen for over a year, but was taking on the best in the Queen of the Turf. Is she a horse that could win first up?
Well, she's had a really good grounding. She's definitely got the ability. She appreciates typical French a little bit more, a little bit of give in when she races to show her best, but prepped up well. She can have a bit of a mind of her own, but good draw. Brownie's in good form, and it's a step back in class from what she's been running in.
You got some nice horses in Sydney and Brisbane as well. Who's your best up north for the weekend?
Eagle Farm, Jimmy Star. That's probably my best up there. We've got, if you put your boots on, we've got
Tamworth.
Gringotts in the Tamworth Cup today. It looks a pretty nice race for him.
He's a nice horse, I think. Yeah, it's a $2.70 favourite. I was going to ask you about him, so that'll do. And then you can keep those boots on for Warrnambool next week. How excited are you?
It's a great time of year, and you know, we love getting down there and catching up with everyone, and hopefully get a few winners.
you'll have a million runners. There's one SMS that's come through. It said, "Hey, Michael, please ask Kieran for his best on the flat over the bull next week. Can he give us one name?"
Best on the flat. Best on the flat. Well, we've got a few there that, as you do at the bull, you try and give the bookies a bit of a clean up. So I might be going off a bit early. We'll have a look at the noms, and I'll probably be talking to you before the bull starts. Anyway,
you will be. We'll see you at the Woolsthorpe on Monday for all the good mail and to raise some money. Good luck in the Group Ones, Kieran, especially this weekend.
No worries. Thank you very much, Michael.